Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Lewis Fine, and we have, as always, another good show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. We're going to be talking about the reasons why real estate investors should never underestimate the value they provide, or phrased as a question, why would anyone sell you their home at a deep discount? Well, Kevin's going to explain those reasons, and he's going to remind listeners, chief among them real estate investors, why they should never underestimate their value. With that said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Lewis.
So let's dive into this. I know you're very passionate about this particular subject, so tell us, why should real estate investors always be mindful of the fact that they do indeed possess a great deal of value and they should not underestimate their worth?
Well, it's all rooted in that question that you brought up during the introduction, and that question is, why would anyone sell their house at a deep discount? And this question, every real estate investor will face this question at one point in time, and it'll come from multiple sources. For those individuals who are thinking about real estate, for instance, and investing in real estate and becoming an investor, I guarantee you, if not yet, they all will have this question posed to them by a friend or a family member or a colleague when they tell them what they're thinking about doing, becoming a real estate investor or investing in residential real estate. When they explain it, it's bound to come up. Why would anybody sell you their house at that level of a discount? And if they're not asking, if they're not being asked that question at some point as they're exploring the world of real estate investing, once they become a real estate investor, I guarantee that question will come up. And ironically, it may even be them asking themselves as a real estate investor, gosh, why or will anybody ever sell me their property at a deep discount? And I'm here to tell you that's your value as a real estate investor is what allows you to purchase single-family residence or multifamily residences at deep discount. It's inherent in your value. And let me talk a little bit about what that value is and what motivates an individual to sell real estate at a deep discount. The first scenario is probably the most textbook of all, and it, to be honest, it's the foundation that makes real estate investing what it is today, you know, the source of more millionaires in the United States than any other business practice or investment solution is real estate. And here, this principle is really what's at the core, and what makes real estate investors successful and what motivates people to sell to them is the fact that quite often you as an investor are capable and able to offer a seller a cash price for their home that would be equal to what they would net if they were to hold on to the house, fix up the house, hire a realtor, and ultimately sell the house. And that's the textbook investment solution. When you're able to articulate that to a seller and convince them that, hey, I can offer you this right now, cash as is for this property, and oh, by the way, I'm educated enough and I've done the due diligence and I have the experience and knowledge, let me show you what you'll make if you choose to hang on to the property, fix it yourself, and sell it. And I'll show you that you're going to end up in just about the same place that I can get you today, cash as is. And that's a key competency of a real estate investor, your ability to educate a seller and demonstrate to them the various scenarios where they could go and why your scenario is the best. And a real estate investor knows the tool. It's called a seller's net sheet, and it's basically, it's a mathematical exercise. It you know, if you don't have one, ask your fellow investor for one or find one on the internet. And it basically walks you through the steps that you can walk a seller through to demonstrate the financials between them holding onto the property, fixing it, hiring a realtor and selling it, or you buying it right now for cash. And 9 times out of 10, the story will show at the end that you can get them there quicker, easier, and more stress-free than if they were to do it themselves.
So it seems to me that obviously there is a credibility factor involved that's critical, that if you're going to get a homeowner to sell you their property at a price that they would not otherwise entertain, that comes back to you making the case not only for the price that you're proposing, but making the case for yourself that you are indeed an expert, you've run the numbers, you're familiar, perhaps greatly familiar with the area, and as a result, can be trusted.
Exactly. And that's my value as an investor to a seller, is look, I understand what I can do, what I can provide, and how I can benefit you, and I can walk you through the numbers that will demonstrate why this is a beneficial solution for both of us. And, you know, let's say that exercise, maybe that doesn't appeal or pertain, or maybe it's not relevant to the seller. There's so many other ways that you can provide value, because not everybody's going to key in on the numbers. A second value that you have inherent in you as an investor that's appealing to many and will motivate them to sell to you for cash at a discount is your availability and your agility to move quickly and efficiently to purchase the home and successfully close the sale. There are many, many sellers out there today where speed is their priority. You know, just the thought of interviewing realtors, putting a sign in the yard, entertaining showings, appraisals, surveys, home inspections, that process and the time that it takes, that alone drives many, many, many real estate owners to seek out investors who can eliminate all of those steps and buy the property quickly, efficiently, legally, ethically, and cut that time almost to nothing. If your average cash investment individual across the U.S., they can close a home successfully and purchase it within as little as 10 business days. And that's incredibly appealing to a seller who's on a timeline for whatever reason it may be. They may have a new job. They may be going through a divorce. Their financial clock may be ticking in terms of their ability to continue to pay their mortgage. Speed is a critical motivator and a critical value that you can provide to a motivated and or a distressed seller.
Again, all very good points. And coming back to this concept of never underestimating your value as a real estate investor, what are some of the key things that you, Kevin, always do as a matter of course when meeting with a homeowner for the first time?
Well, I always highlight the things we're talking about today and the value that I can provide, the service that I can provide, and how I can make their lives easier and solve their problem. And you know, we talked about the mathematical nature of what a real estate investor can provide. We talked about the speed at which a real estate investor can act. You know, there's also a huge convenience factor that I talk about with sellers when I meet them. You know, many people, they don't have the time, the energy, the bandwidth to execute a real estate transaction. And for example, many, many calls or inquiries that I get are people who have inherited a property that they never planned to own or be responsible for. And on top of that, a lot of times they're geographically distant from this property. You know, I'm here in Dallas, Texas, running a Homevestors franchise, but I can't even count the number of times I've had a individual call me from, for instance, Chicago, saying, regrettably, you know, my mother has passed away and she has left me a house in Dallas. I'm in Chicago. I have a family and a wife and a career. I never intended, planned, or actually never even wanted to own this house, but I do, and I need to liquidate it quickly, efficiently, and correctly, and I need somebody I can trust to do it for me remotely. And, you know, that's a huge convenience factor and a huge value to those individuals, and that's a very common scenario that's out there today. And a real estate investor who's able to work remotely, work quickly, efficiently, they're a huge value to someone in that situation. And that's the convenience value that I'm speaking of.
And when it comes to that convenience value, what are some of the other things that when you're sitting down with that homeowner that you emphasize to reinforce the credibility factor?
Well, I'll tell you another one, and it'll drive your credibility very high. And it's the fact that a real estate investor can offer privacy to that seller. You would be surprised at the number of individuals who, for whatever reason, and very legitimate reasons, I might add, they do not want others to know that they are selling the property. And you know, they don't want signs in the yard. They don't want streamers hanging up Saturday morning advertising open houses. They don't want the house to appear on multiple websites outside of their control. They want privacy in the transaction. They don't want people to see pictures of the interior of their home. They don't want people to know what price they're asking. And the list goes on and on. But to your point, it's privacy that is a huge value to them. And your ability to maintain their privacy builds incredible credibility with them. Because as a real estate investor, doing a cash purchase transaction that you can execute because it's you, the seller, and the title company who's doing the work. There's no signs in the yard. There's no open houses. There's no posting pictures of the interior of their master bedroom all over the World Wide Web. It's very secure, very private, and you can respect that individual and their individual needs. And you can establish the credibility, and you can, more importantly, offer the credibility that you can maintain a private transaction and still successfully purchase their home, solve their problem, and allow them to move on. And once again, that's just a tremendous value to many individuals out there, and it's one of the values that will motivate them to sell you their home at a discount because they're willing to pay for that credibility, that privacy, and that value.
Kevin, we've got about a minute remaining, so very quickly, I want you to get your closing comments about how those people, because of your discretion and professionalism, can also be referrals.
Oh, yeah. When you're able to successfully demonstrate these values of speed, convenience, privacy, or just plain exercising the mathematics behind the transaction and convincing them of your value that way, you're creating tremendous value that they're going to share with others, and that's going to only result in improving your business, your credibility, and your value amongst other potential sellers in that market and even beyond. You'll be surprised. Never underestimate your value as a real estate investor. Never doubt sellers' willingness to sell properties at a deep discount. If you're doing the right things, acting the right way, demonstrating the right knowledge and the right professionalism, and clearly displaying the value that you have to offer.
I couldn't agree more. All of those principles come down to one core idea, an ideal, and that is leadership. Be a leader. And as Kevin says, never underestimate your value and be a professional in these matters, and you will have the opportunity to succeed. Kevin, a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Lewis.